Hi, this is Collarworks Radio, and this is Justin Baker. We're expanding the local arts vernacular by talking to local artists. This week, I have with me Brian Siermo. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Thank you for being here. Super excited to have you here. I'm a big fan of yours. Show I'd like to highlight that is coming up of yours is at the Courthouse Gallery in Lake George, New York. It's part of the Lake George Arts Project. And if you don't know, that's located at Old County Courthouse, 1 Amherst Street, Lake George, New York. And the show is going to run from March 29th to April 12th. The opening reception coming up is Saturday, March 9th, 4 to 6 p.m. So exciting, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, just because, you know, the show looks interesting. I love your work. If you could give us a little bit more about what's going on in that show and what we could expect to see there.
Okay, I think the show runs March 9th to April 12th. I think you said March 29th by accident.
Oh, I am sorry.
All right, March 9th to April 12th.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, so when I first was going to put the show together, I had a series of work. I work in series. And so when I make a body of work, it's a series of drawings or a series of paintings. And the proposal I made was for a series called... God, I can't even remember the name of my series now. See, this is what radio does to you.
Okay.
Patterns, Cycles, and Change. That was the title of the series.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
But Laura Van Rosk, the director up there, she gave me a call and she says, listen, I love this body of work, but I'm looking at your stuff and you have all this great stuff going on. Why don't we just take from all the series that you're making and just have a painting show? And I was up for that. I was like, all right, that's cool. And she goes, you know, we'll just call it paintings, Brian Siermo Paintings. So I really have work that's from the last 4 years of making in the show. So it starts with a series called Patterns, Cycles, and Change. But I also have my newest series called Gray Matters.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to have my People Are Absurd painting, which is a makeup of 18 canvases that make up a large paining of these heads that I showed at Collarworks, I think,
I remember that last fall.
And so I'm really kind of excited. The newest series is, they're called Gray Matters. It's a darker series of paintings. It really deals with things like death and lost love, lost life, just kind of the trials and tribulations of being human. So that's kind of where my focus is with that series. The Patterns and Cycles and Change is much more colorful. It's got a lot of color in it, a lot of pattern in it. And so, but it also touches on some of those, you know, those...
some of the imagery is dark.
Yeah, some of it's dark. It's really dealing with that human condition. But I try to have that humor in the work as well. So the show's going to be interesting because I've never shown a body of work from multiple bodies of work at the same time. It's going to be interesting to set
it up. How many paintings are in the show?
Right now, I think we have 17 or 18 slated, but a couple of them are quite large. So that People Are Absurd painting, that's like 144 inches by 80 inches or 85 inches. So that's a big painting. And then I have a 80 inch by 40 inch painting, which is going to be in the show as well. So a couple of them are pretty large. I have some smaller work in the show as well. It's going to be a pretty good mix. I don't really know the space well. I've been to many shows there, but I don't really know the space well. So, like I said, Laura's been really great working up there with her, and she says, I know the space. It's a big enough space. Why don't you bring up this work? Let's see what happens. So we'll see what happens.
It's a nice-looking space.
It's a really nice space.
So people listening, if they don't know, like your work has, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's always some kind of figure or central element to it, like in the Patterns and Cycles series, like there's animals in it, which was interesting. I was looking at that. I don't think I had seen that work like that before. So I liked that, appreciated it. But there's always a figure interacting somehow in this space. And there's like a some kind of geometry going on as well. Like always like in terms of like... Like an abstraction, or even just like the space is really kind of fractured in some way. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm really interested in cartoons and comics. I mean, that's kind of the stuff that I grew up on. That's the stuff that I drew when I was growing up. And so a big part of the way I make images is this idea that I wanted to be a comic artist, not a comic book. I was never into comic books, but like Sunday funnies. And so I like that. I always like that idea of those characters and that reoccurring characters. And then obviously, you know, going to school and being a painter and, you know, learning how to paint and becoming a painter and being a painter, you're exposed to the, you know, the gamma of a Western painting. And so to start looking at someone like Picasso and to try to take that and adapt it to some of the cartoon stuff that I was. And so all that stuff started to mesh together. And the cycles, patterns, and change, that's the series with the animals where patterns and, mm-hmm. and motifs started really coming into the equation. I just had read Ben Shahn's Shape of Content, which I had read in college a couple times. And it's on my bookshelf, so I read it again. So I really just started to think about how
he was like more of like an illustrator, but also a painter, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's kind of commercial, but kind of
definitely,
fine art.
Definitely.
I like his work too.
It's amazing work. And he just kind of talked about this idea. Well, what I got from his writings was this idea that the patterns and the formal elements of the painting and then the image, the narrative, the content or the subject, they kind of share as much meaning, you know, once mm-hmm. not over. So I start playing with that idea of trying to come up with patterns or color palettes that kind of built some kind of relationship with the subject matter. And all my characters are kind of made up, or they're built off of friends or family or people I know.
It seems like some of them could be like hybrids of a bunch of things. I mean, some are like kind of like, well, I don't want to give it away or not, but like, you have like now like a Trump character, right?
Yeah, I mean, I did that. I had that whole series, that one big painting called "People Are Absurd." Yeah, it's all these heads, and I started doing all these inventing these people, and one looked like Trump,
right?
And I was like, if I paint this guy orange and give him some like circled purple, you know, whited out eyes from his suntan things, this is gonna look like Trump, and it did.
Yeah,
and he became the one image in that. That people are like, oh, that's Trump. Who are the rest of the people? I was like, everyone else is just made up. You know, that's Trump.
Okay. But sometimes, though, you do because you're a big fan of music. And am I right in saying that, like, sometimes there are, like, homages to musicians in them?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I've done a lot of paintings that deal with music. A lot of the titles of my paintings come from either song lyrics, or they come from album titles, or they come from... I'm a huge fiction reader too. It comes from, you know, things I read, and I just kind of always making notes and writing things down. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a big part of my process. A big part of my process is the reading, the listening to music, and the research that I'm doing before I sit down and make a painting.
Okay. Huh. That's interesting. Well, again, the show is at the Courthouse Gallery in Lake George. It is Old County Courthouse, 1 Amherst Street, Lake George, New York. March 9th to April 12th. And the opening reception is March 9th, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you, Brian, for talking to us. And before we go, I just want to give out, as always, please come visit Collarworks, 621 River Street. Right now, the show on display is Ever Upward, and that's running till March 16th. Also, check out the Alpaca Gallery at the Sage Colleges. That has a great show, Place of Now, which is February 12th to April 14th. And then last but not least, check out the Mandeville Gallery at Union College, and that has a Decolonial Atlas, Strategies in Contemporary Art of the Americas. Thank you again, Brian, and Hangout will do a little bit more, and we'll hear how do you paint.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.